Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, don't think it's an accident. It's not. God is not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He has plans. He has purposes. And He's pursuing those plans that He has for you specifically this day. And why He has you listening into this broadcast for the very first time. Oh my God, what a time to be alive. The light continues to shine in the darkness, but the darkness simply doesn't have the ability to overcome it, take it down, subdue it, or dominate it. It's coming in from every direction. It's one thing about the light. When the light is thrown on, darkness just scatters, and it's immediate, and it's scattering everywhere. Oh, blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. I tell you, Jesus is alive. He's on the throne. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is the friend that sticks closer than a brother. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The earth and all that is in it is the Lord's. And that's what's going on right now, people. His kingdom has come. His will is being done on earth as it is in heaven. He's taken His precious spirit. He's pouring it out on all flesh everywhere. Not just here in America, but we see the evidence of it here in America, because America's not becoming the ATM for the entire world anymore, and they're screaming about it, but the plug's been pulled. Darkness is being taken away because the light's coming on. Look what President Trump did with the revealing of the JFK files. And if you want to spend some time, for those of you who were alive when the assassination of JFK happened, go out there and get the truth. There've been so many theories about it, put into hard copy that had nothing but the truth, but yet we're adamant about speaking the truth. And now His truth is marching on. Jesus is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life. And nobody gets to the Father except through Him. There is no other way. And I'll tell you what, He is doing His part. And what a good God we serve. He is so awesome. He was born unto us, a son is given, the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of His government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, upon His kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts is performing this process, and it's underway now at a worldwide level where the whole world knows. When something happens in Beijing, we know about it in Grand Junction, Colorado, within a few seconds. I mean, this is a kind of world that we're living in now, and it's all prophetic, people. The earth and all that is in it is the Lord's, and He's coming back, but He's coming back for a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. The gavel's come down. He has ruled in favor of the saints of this world. And and your days are brighter than they've ever been. If you've been paying attention to the broadcasts here, you can go to Isaiah 60. It's time for God's time, people, to be your time right now. I'm talking to you, believer, right now. And for those of you who are going to get saved from this broadcast, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is rising upon you at a whole new level. And I mean, we're all stunned. I mean, I'm awestruck. You know, I've been given the message about being awestruck about what God's up to and doing. and he has been doing it, and I have been awestruck. I mean, it's coming off in all these different directions. President Trump is going to be the greatest president since George Washington. By the time this thing's all said and done, he's put it all on the line for us. He's taken great risk at his own personal and family life and wealth. They've tried to bring him down in every way that they can. They use lawfare. They use the courts. But the Lord's truth is marching on. Trump is God's man to bring for us the manifestations of what we prayed for. I'm looking it up really quick in the Bible here. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Our people, if my people humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And there is healing going on throughout this earth right now. Jesus is who he says he is. The earth and all that is in it is his. All the silver, all the gold, the cattle of 1,000 hills, it's all coming to him, and he's giving it with you. He's sharing his inheritance with you, believer. So get ready, man. Great things are still coming. The shaking's just now getting started. I don't have my phone with me right now because I had a word of the Lord come from me, and I recorded it on that phone. But the outpouring of the Spirit is underway at a whole new level. We are in a new wave of healing, and you know, there's a new atmospheric river of healing going on throughout here in the United States, throughout the entire world, people. And it's just, we're just in the outer bands of this storm right now, but it's a storm of healing. It's the good kind of storm, boy. And when I say he's coming back for a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, that is exactly what I mean. He's coming back for a glorious church, and you're going to be awestruck like never, ever before. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Okay, the particulars about our ministry, you can go to Touched by Him Ministries, tbhm.org, or touchedbyhim.org. Just go there and our homepage will come up. All the contact information that we have, and I put information out there from time to time. Mainly, I post up our radio broadcast on the media page on the website. You can go there and re-listen to these broadcasts, and I encourage you to do it. We put them out there for people to do it, and you got to listen to them more than once. You got to listen to them more than twice in any given week to get it down into your spirit. You know, those who hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled, and these broadcasts are filled with the Spirit of the living God. They're filled with the Word of the living God, and you know, Jesus is the Word. I opened up that broadcast with that scripture coming right out of John chapter 1, you know, and in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And in him was life, and life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, people. And that light is shining brighter now than ever before. The earth and all that is in it is the Lord's. Everything wicked, everything evil is being exposed. And if you're going to go down believing that way and not change your viewpoint, you're going to pay a price that you didn't want to pay, because he died for your sins on the cross. You know, he made a way for you back into being in right standing with our Father God in heaven. If you don't accept that way, you're going to have to answer for yourself, and you don't want to have to answer for that. God is for you, man, and he loves you, and you don't know anything about love if you don't know Jesus Christ. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. So go forward with that and know that he's on his way. But in that same scripture, John chapter 1, if you go down to verse 14, it says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus is the truth, people. He's there. He's for you. And what you're seeing happening everywhere, you've been on. If it's upsetting to you and it's disgusting to you, you're just on the wrong side of things. Open up your eyes. You know, open up your heart to the truth. He'll come in like a mighty rushing wind. But anyway, on our website, touchedbyhim.org, if you go to the media page, you'll see all the radio broadcasts. And this week's broadcast is Radio Week 323, 2025. Those of you going down the highway right now listening to this radio broadcast on KNZ radio 1100 AM, or if you're out there in up there in Glenwood Springs area, the AM radio sister station to them also broadcasting. You can stream this from the website touchedbyhim.org. You can go to the media page and you can stream this radio broadcast in its entirety. On the media page, we're only renting 30 minutes of airtime on the radio stations that we broadcast over, but you can always go and hear the fullness of the message on the website, on the media page. Just click there. You can stream it right into your vehicle, heading down the road. Feed yourself with the Spirit of the living God. Be encouraged. Go forward in the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. And that is what is going on now. Victory after victory after victory, no matter what the left is trying to do and stop everything by supposed lawfare that's going on. It's not going to stop anything. His truth is marching on. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. What a good, mighty, and awesome God that we serve. You know, I've been doing these broadcasts here. Oh, I never got back to the homepage there on our website. On the homepage at the website at the bottom, you can find out what our contact information is. You got our mailing address. You can write us, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. Amazingly, the people who write us most over the mailing address are inmates, prisoners out there who have been arrested and put into a place of incarceration, whether it be in Mesa County or throughout the United States. I'm always surprised at the letters we get from all over the place from inmates who want more to know more about us. They want copies of Bibles, that kind of stuff, and we help them get it. You know, I'll never deny somebody the word of the living God. I'll get it to them because it's the life changer, you know, and because everything that was done through the Word. The Word became flesh. He dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the only begotten of the Father. And I'll tell you, man, what a God we serve. He's the awesome, mighty God. And we're living in that time now where we're becoming awestruck by what's all going on. And that is the truth. So on that webpage, you'll get our mailing address. It's Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. We've got our phone number listed there. You can contact us via telephone 970-314-4077. And you can also email us, praywithme@touchedbyhim.org. And you can contact us, you reach out to us there, and we'll get back to you. Leave your prayer request. If you're calling by phone and you get voicemail and you want prayer or you're believing for something, leave it with us, and we'll come into agreement with it. You know, Jesus told us where two or more agree asking anything of the Father in the name of Jesus, he will do it for us. And that is the truth. And with God, all things are possible. He's able to accomplish his every declaration. So don't underestimate his ability to get something done. He's getting it done, and that's what's going on right now. People are looking at President Trump and wondering about the energy and stuff that he has going on with all the activities he has on a daily basis. But God is with him, man. And when God is for you, who or what can be against you? And the other thing about Trump is he's not just doing it for himself. He's not doing it for himself at all. President Trump is doing it for you. So be encouraged. His truth, the word of the living God, the truth of God, his truth is marching on. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And it's just like the song says, he's trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. Everything that evil and wicked are doing, it's turning against them right now. For the wicked in the pride of their face, the wicked does not seek him. All the wicked's thoughts are, there is no God. And that's just a lie. That's just not the truth of it all. And so that's all being uncovered. There's so much shaking going on. As it was promised, you know, millennia ago, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. So that which cannot be shaken is what will remain. And yet one more time, the Lord is shaking both heaven and earth, and that shaking is revealing the kingdom of God. We've prayed that prayer for so many hundreds of years, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And that's what's manifesting all across this world right now, including manifesting or including the manifestation of what's happening right here in America as well. So blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. His truth is marching on. So pray with me at tbhm.org. Pray with me at tbhm.org, short for Touched by Him Ministries. You can email us there and reach out to us that way. The power of the email that comes to us, we print them out and we lay hands on them and we put them in a stack with other people believing for all their other things too that they need. And, you know, don't underestimate God. He's for you. He loves you. He paid the price he paid for you so that that you can have life and have it more abundantly. And that's what he came for. And if it wasn't for sin, he never would have had a serious thought in his life. He's a fun-loving God. He's got to be the best comedian I've ever met. He makes me laugh like nobody makes me laugh. And I'm comparing him with people like, you know, Robin Williams, you know, people in that caliber of being a comic, a stand-up comic. Nobody is like the Lord. Blessed be his holy name. A Tim Allen, people can make you laugh. And they see the funny side of things. Well, the Lord has got a sense of humor. But until you get to know him, you'll never know that. Yes, you know, he's hard on sin and those people who believe in it. But, you know, he's also compassionate and full of grace and mercy. And he wants you to receive the gift that he purchased for you with him, a life everlasting and full of glory spent with him. And now when you're saved, you're immediately, when you believe in your heart, you confess Jesus as Lord with your mouth, immediately you're transferred out of that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And with that, you become a joint heir with him of the seed of Abraham by faith, a joint heir according to the promise of God, which is all yes and amen in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing. But that being a joint heir, he's sharing now to the whole earth, the population in the earth, that are believers in him of the kingdom of God, all members of the kingdom of God. He's sharing his inheritance with you. And remember what I said at the beginning of the broadcast, the earth and all that is in it is the Lord. So blessed be his holy name. So there's the website for you. And it's got all this other information out there as well. So go to it, you know, tbhm.org, touchedbyhim.org. Click on the media page there. You can re-listen to this broadcast. You know, you can say the prayer of salvation there. You can support us financially. When you start trusting God with your money and you start supporting us to increase our broadcast range and strength and go other places where the opportunities exist for us now going forward like never before. When you support us financially, God gets in it with you. All of his promises of prosperity financially come to pass for you, because when you give, it's going to be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And with the measure that you give into, God's going to measure it back to you. And let me tell you, you were just getting started in this blessing. I wanted to look up something. Let me see if I can find it real quick here. But the scripture I wanted to quote to you about your giving here, and this is the time in which we're living in right now. And any amount that you give, you know, I'm reading out of Zechariah 8 and 13. And this is what the Lord says to you. Now I will rescue you and make you both a symbol and a source of blessing. Your giving demonstrates your trust in his way of doing things. His financial outpouring into your life is now just getting underway. And he promises to continue to make you both a symbol and a source of blessing. And after this particular broadcast, just know this, there's plenty more to come in 2025, and that's just the beginning of the show. God's glory is being poured out all over the earth. From here on out, he will not stop. It's going to continue. until the whole earth is filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. And those who are left out of this blessing are done so by choice, you know. And it's through their own pride that they're saying there is no God. And it's not the truth. Jesus is Lord. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. And like never before, his truth is marching on. So blessed be his holy name now and forevermore as we go forward here. So anyway, enough about the website there. And you can also go through the donate button on the website and support us that way. Or you can mail off a check to us if you want to do it that way. So here we go. You know, God's doing a new thing. He's going forward in action, and he's activating all the stuff that's been going forward, and he's after you to acquire your God-given mantle of authority. He's developing you the deep, earnest, reverent respect for who he is and what he's doing as he's doing it right before your very eyes right now. And you, from that, you start becoming a contender of the faith. And you see a lot of it going on in media right now, becoming contenders of the faith. And that's what you need to do as well in your own personal world that you move in for. You know, stand up for God, stand up for the Bible. His truth is marching on. And that's what you need to do and be active in the pursuit of it. Continue to pray for President Trump, pray for his family, pray for all of his administrative staff, pray for all the departments that he heads over and people that he's pointed in him, pray for their families, pray for the protection of the United States of America. And God will be in there for them and with them as all the wickedness tries to stop. The shaking that's going on just can't be kept up with. So that should be sign enough unto you to do all that and get after it. So contend and defend the faith. Seekers will be finders and finders will be sought. And that is absolutely the truth. When you seek the Lord early, you're going to find him. And, you know, give your time unto him. Commit yourself unto him. Commit yourself unto his way. As he is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. And nobody gets to the Father except through him. So just learn how to do things, see his way. And blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. That's Matthew 5, verse 6. And, you know, be like David out of Psalm 42, verses 1 and 3. As the deer pants for the water, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul, my mind, my will, my emotions, my spirit thirst for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? You know, just seek him early, get desperate for him like David did there, and guess what? He'll show up, you know, like never before. So much is going on right now, and we can go forward in victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. And Psalm 119, verse 2, blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with their whole heart. And when you do that, with my whole heart I seek you, Lord, let me not wander from your commandments. That's Psalm 119 again, verse 10. And the Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul who seeks him. If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. And right before your very eyes, that is exactly what's going on right now. And if your world, you feel like your world's crumbling all around you right now, consider your ways. You know, when things aren't working out for you like you think they should be, consider your ways. You better revamp and redo things. And many of those people who see all their what their belief system was that they've been counting on before this last election, see it crumbling and falling away, consider your ways, you know. Maybe you're on the wrong side of things, and, you know, it's still not too late for you. Jeremiah 29, 12 through 14, then you, believer, will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will hear you. God is a God that hears your prayers, and he's a God that answers prayers. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And when you're sincere with God, he knows when you're being sincere. You'll find him. And just because he doesn't show up 20 seconds after you start praying, stay with it. You know, just keep meditating on it. He told Joshua, and Joshua saw all the amazing works of God that he did to deliver his people out of bondage in Egypt and bring them forward free men. And he told him, he said, you know, after Moses died, Joshua was a bit panicked, because when all of a sudden millions of people are looking to you for the answers when you know you're not Moses, he was a bit tense about that. And, you know, he went to the Lord about it, and the Lord appeared to him, and he said to him, listen, Joshua, just meditate in my word. Just do what my word tells you to do. Meditate in my word. Keep it coming in your ears. Keep it coming in your eyes throughout the entire day as you walk and go forward in your day. And my word will go before you. You know, he told him, hearken, be quick about what it tells you to do, and be quick about saying what it tells you to say. Don't do what it tells you not to do. Don't say what it not tells you not to say. And in that, my word will go before you, and it will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Only be of good courage. I mean, look at how President Trump's been attacked. Every move he makes, he gets attacked, and he gets another lawsuit brought up against him. But, you know, he's been of good courage. He goes into it fighting, and he comes out victorious every single time. That's why I'm telling you, people, it's an example of living today. When God before you, who or what can be against you? So back to Jeremiah 29, 12 through 14. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the word, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile. Seek the Lord and his strength. This is Psalm 105, verse 4. And his strength, people, seek his presence continually, and his strength will become your strength. I mean, sometimes he'll give you a good embrace and just give you a squeeze, and the next thing you know, you have the energy to get through whatever it is that you need to get through, because he gave you that squeeze. He transferred that energy into you. He is the source of life, people, and into him there is no darkness. And that life, you know, is the life that overcomes the world. So get ready. Draw near to God. He will draw near to you. That's James 4, verse 8. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. For thus says the Lord to the house of Israel, seek me and live. Psalm 40 and 16, the English Standard Version. But may all who seek you rejoice and be glad in you. May those who love your salvation say continually, great is the Lord. And remember, that word salvation means complete and total soundness in every area of life, a life with nothing missing, nothing broken. And who's not going to love all that? Everybody does. And he's good to everybody. He forgives, he forgets, and he'll go forward with you and give you the victory that comes from being in him, from being in Christ Jesus, and you can walk in it, and it's what you've actually been looking for all your ungodly life. So God loves you, man, and he's for you, and he is long-suffering. And Job 5, verses 8 and 9 asks, for me, I would seek God, and to God would I commit my cause, who does great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. There is so much going on in the world right now, and it's leaving people breathless. You just simply can't keep up with it all. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek? You know, he's gonna bring it to you, people. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty and to inquire in his temple. Psalm 27:4, Psalm 10, verse 4. In the pride of his face, the wicked does not see him. All his thoughts are, there is no God. I've said that scripture three times now. So don't be caught on that side of it. Don't be stupid. Keep going down the insistent in pride and prideful about going down the path that it will lead you into if you keep saying there is no God. He is God. He is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Our Father God in heaven gave his only begotten Son that whosoever would believe on him would not perish but have everlasting life. And I tell you, ask. This is Luke 9 verse 10. And it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who seeks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened. Yes, what a good God we serve. What an awesome God. So, know that and be truth about it. The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Don't be caught up in that. And don't be lost to him by pride, people. Don't do it. I sought the Lord. He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. That's Psalm 34. Luke 12:31. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Hosea 10:12. Sow for yourself righteousness, reap steadfast love, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, that he may come and rain righteousness upon you. Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. That's what he's here for. That's why some of you are listening to this broadcast today who aren't yet born again. Here's your chance. And if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to you. That's God. I mean, he's not holding back anything from anybody. You know, he's no respecter of persons. And if you've repented, turned away from your sin, invited Jesus into your life, confessed him as Lord, and go forward with that victory in the life that comes with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus, he's not going to withhold anything from you. He's no respecter of persons. If he did it for anybody, he will do it for you. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. I'll tell you, what a good God we serve. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean upon your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. That's Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And in Matthew 5 and 6, he says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. And then Ephesians 6 and 10, when you get going in this, and you realize that you're in a war, you are actually in a war against an enemy who's come to kill, steal, and destroy. Then you finally be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might. Learn about him and his way of doing things, and you're going to have your victory. And he crushed the enemy, and now he's given his wealth, and he's sharing his inheritance with you, believer. So get in on this. For those of you who are on the outside looking in, there's no need for you to stay on the outside. Come on in. God is for you. He loves you, and he wants to share that victory with you. So, as it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. No one understands. No one seeks for God. And so don't be caught up in that. To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful and trustworthy witness, the firstborn of the dead, first to be brought back to life, and the prince ruler of the kings of the earth, to him, whoever loves us and has once for all loosed and freed us from our sins by his own blood and formed us into a kingdom, a royal race, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the power and the majesty and the dominion throughout the ages and forever and ever. Amen. So be it. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering.
The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. God, Lord,